It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are The Snail Box. Now, The Snail Box, if you've not heard before, is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant nestled in the heart of County Meath, between Ashburn and Slane on the N2. It's just at Kilmoon Cross. And it is just, it's a brilliant, brilliant bar and restaurant. Right now, they're on a mission to set a Guinness World Record for the largest baseball cap collection on public display. And you can help them, in fact, if you are away on a holiday somewhere over the next couple of weeks. Buy a baseball cap, bring it into the Snail Box, and they'll exchange it for one of their own baseball caps, so you're not without a baseball cap, and you're helping them at their goal of breaking a world record. So please do if you can. And if you are in, for example, Emerald Park, which I'm sure many of you will be visiting over the next couple of weeks, why not round off the day with a trip to the Snail Box afterwards? It's literally 10 minutes away from Emerald Park. And my sincere thanks to Philip and all of the staff in the Snail Box for being continuous supporters of the Opinions Matter podcast. We're very grateful to them, and we would love if you would help us return the favour and pop in and say hello. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? I want you to consider this situation. A married man with two children is living a lie, as he is secretly gay. His wife doesn't know he's gay, and his two children, who are aged 8 and 10, don't know either. Should he keep his sexuality in the closet until his children are a bit older, or should he come clean now and spill the beans? Now, he's not cheating on his wife, apparently, with gay men, but he is frequenting gay bars on the sly. Now, a listener who only wants to be known as Jonathan got in contact with us through our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Now, his mate is 35 and married with two sons, but he is gay. Now, Jonathan has been encouraging his mate to come out and tell his wife. But what would you do in this situation? What do you think he should do, in fact? Have a listen to his message and let me know what you think. Would you please not reveal my full name? I need you to highlight this on your show. My best mate is 35 and is married with two young boys who are 8 and 10, but he's gay. And I'm the only one who knows. I'm gay myself. We go to gay bars on the sly, but he's never cheated on his wife, but it's killing him that he's living a lie. But he's afraid to come out and tell his family because of what it will do to him. Now, I told him he has to stop living in the closet and tell them. It's cruel that he's been forced to live a lie like this, but he doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And that's from a guy that we're just calling Jonathan. It's not actually his name. And Jonathan, as you could hear, is friends. He's gay himself, and he's friends with this other man who has obviously confided in him that he is gay himself. He's married with two kids, wants to know how to deal with this. Should he come clean, or should he stay living in the closet until at least his children are a little bit older? Now, 10 years on from the same-sex marriage referendum here in Ireland, the whole conversation of homosexuality is still a thing. I would have thought all these years later it wouldn't be a thing, but it actually still is. In fact, I was only talking to somebody recently who told me that homophobia is actually on the increase in Ireland, not the opposite, despite the fact that we voted in favour of gay marriage 10 years ago. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We would love to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Patrick, let me start with you. Welcome to Opinions Matter, Patrick. And do you think that this man should come out to his wife?
Well, if he can't be celibate, he should tell her, because, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. He made her certain promises in the registry of his church or synagogue. like with my body, the idea of worship, and if the worship is going to end, she's entitled to know.
Yeah, and up until now, he's been living that lie. He hasn't told her, obviously. He did get married, maybe for whatever reasons. Mm. I've known people who, ultimately came out as being gay, but they got married because it seemed like the right thing to do. It seemed like what their family expected them to do, and they just went along with it.
Mm. She's entitled to be concerned. She's entitled to know because... If she has a low sex drive, she might say, I have the children, stay with me for companionship, and we'll carry on as before. We're celibate, right? Or she may alternatively say, this is not on, you move out, but I'm entitled to have a boyfriend, and we can make an accommodation for the children.
So what, she may be very understanding?
Yeah, she might. It'll be a tremendous shock to her, because as far as her identity is tied up in him.
Now, for all we know, she may, in her heart and soul, she would know this man better than most of us. She may, in her heart and soul, already know, or at least have an inkling, that the man that she's married to isn't all what he appears to be. So you think that the best thing to do for this guy is to tell the truth, is to come clean with his wife and see how she takes it, basically?
Have a little chat, private chat. Don't send the children. Have a little private chat and say, what do you want to do? To the wife.
Because, like you said, she may say, well, okay, let's stay together for a couple of years for the kids and then you can go off and do your own thing.
Yeah.
Now, there are others who would argue that, kids are very resilient. Mm. They get it. I know of one case of a father who had three children, did tell his wife and his kids that he was secretly gay, and now is as happy as Larry. Now lives a really happy life, and the kids kind of are over it.
Mm.
So you think honesty is the best policy, that he should come clean, that he should tell the truth to his wife?
Yeah, I mean, he owes her the truth, because if she says, look, let's split, I want a boyfriend, she may have needs too.
Mm.
She may have needs too, and he has no right to put her life at risk. If he's going to be sexually active.
Well, stay there for one second, Patrick. Now, according to the message, he isn't sexually active with men. Jane, you've heard what this man has said about his mate. Yeah. He's secretly gay. Should he tell his wife?
Yeah, I think he should tell his wife. And it's something he can get out of, I think, if he's not sexually active with men. So if he's not ready to tell his wife, then he should stop. He should seek help and put a stop to it and keep to his family.
But he hasn't actually done anything, according to his mate anyway. He says, we go to gay bars on the sly, but he has never cheated on his wife. So he hasn't acted on this feeling that he has that he's gay.
Then if he hasn't done, if he's not sexually active with men, then I believe it's something he can put a stop to.
You believe it's something he can put a stop to?
Yeah, he should stop it and keep to his family. But if he's not ready to stop, then he should let his wife know. It's not fair to keep that from his wife. His wife has a right to know.
His wife has a right. Now, the argument is, I assume he, on the surface, it appears like they're a happy family. It appears like everything is normal. Yeah. It would literally rip their whole world apart. Not only his wife, but his two young boys who are 8 and 10. It would literally rip their world apart. He's obviously happy, or maybe not happy, but he's prepared to continue living this life for the next few years while his kids are young.
I believe he needs help. He's a confused human being. He's just totally confused and he needs help. So I believe his wife has a right to know. If something he wants to continue indulging in, then his wife has to know.
Now, some people will argue. In fact, a text came in there just a moment ago. It says, you made your bed, now lie in it. He's going to destroy his wife and kids' family life. At least wait until his kids are grown up and leading their own lives. In other words, just continue to go along as he has been, not betraying his wife and not tell anybody.
That's very selfish. I would say that's very selfish.
Is it not more selfish for him to tell them the truth just because of... In other words, he could continue to lead the happy family life for the next few years.
He can't keep... Obviously, he's not happy because he has a secret. I don't see anyone who can be happy with that kind of life. I don't know, but I think his wife deserves to know.
His wife deserves to know the truth.
Yeah. If he's ready to jeopardize his family for his immoral act, then he can go ahead. If he wants to stop, he can put a stop to it and keep that secret to himself, and maybe later on he can just confess to his wife. But if he's not ready to stop, then his wife deserves to know.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lisa?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm grand, thank you, Lisa. Now, Lisa, you believe that he shouldn't have gotten married in the first place.
No, Adrian, I believe, like, if he had a close relationship with his partner, like his wife-to-be, he should have sat down and said, listen, I have a past, this is my past. It's not affecting me now, but it did in the past. Because, like, my fear is, like, them kids now are at an age where they're going to school. If this came out later, the kids are going to get an awful life in school. So I don't know why he can't just be honest. Like, obviously he trusts his wife. That's why he got married to her in the first place.
Like I said, he may have gotten married in the first place because it was the right thing to do, or it was what his family expected, or whatever.
But didn't you not just state in your statement, in that statement, that you got text that he's not sexually active with men at the moment?
Apparently not, no.
Yeah, so obviously he's happy with his wife, but it's just that he has a past that he hasn't told her. So I just feel like if he sat down and confided in himself and said, look, I have a past and I need to get it off my chest and talk to you, obviously his wife will understand. She might be pissed off, sorry. She might be angry because he hasn't told her before they got married. So this is the right time to come out and say it.
Even as his kids are very young and, you know, they're two boys, well, they probably look up to their daddy. How will they cope with having suddenly a gay father?
Well, obviously it's going to be hard for them, but if he is a loving father, he can confide in his kids and he can gain the trust back, but he's already lost the trust now with his wife, and she'll find out because he wasn't honest enough to tell her. So I think now before his kids do get older, he's the father, he should step up and sit down with his family and have this conversation. And if he's nervous to do it, as why his friend texted you and said it to you, why can't his friend not support him and help him go and talk to the wife and the kids? Because I think it's better coming from him, Adrian, than an outsider. And you imagine that poor woman does a shopping in town or something, and one of his friends says, oh, I seen your husband in the gay bar last night. How would she feel?
Well, he'd probably be covered by that, because obviously the wife knows his friend Jonathan. Jonathan is gay, and, you know, he could go to a gay bar with his gay mate. Nothing untoward there. Anyway, let me go to line two. Pat, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pat?
Well, to me, Adrian, this whole thing sounds like that man is utterly confused. As that lady said a few calls back, I think that man is just confused rather than being gay, you know. In recent years, Adrian, I've noticed something very, very sinister has happened in this country, you know. The whole gay thing, there's a real movement behind the whole gay thing in this country the last couple of years, and I think it's tainting people's minds. I think people's minds are getting warped by all this nonsense. You know, the man's not gay, the man is just confused. He's got a gay friend, he's probably hearing all these stories from his gay friend about all the adventures your man has in all these bars in town and whatever, on the internet. And this man's mind is getting warped, listening to this fella telling him all these sordid stories. So I think the man is just confused, and he's a married man with two children, and they must be his priority, his wife and his kids. Never mind this whole gay thing in the background.
Okay, so he should just stop thinking about it, and in no way should he tell his wife.
Never in a million years should he tell his wife. I mean, what would he tell his wife? That he wants to go off and sleep with men? What kind of a thing is that to say to your wife? That man took a sacred vow of marriage to his wife. He's a married man with two children, and they must be his priority. His own personal desires, whatever, don't come into it. He must look after his wife and kids.
Okay, so he has a duty to not tell his wife and children, basically. That's what you're saying.
Well, I'm also saying he can't follow. If he has any inclinations towards men, he must stamp them out, because it's wicked. He must get a blessing from his parish priest or do something, whatever he needs to do. Because it's a wicked lifestyle, and he can't get involved in that. He's a married man, married to a lady with two children. And he must look after his kids and look after his wife. They must be his priority, Adrian.
Well, now, there you go, Lisa. He must look after his kids, look after his wife. They should be his priority.
I don't believe what that man said. He has a wife as a father and as a husband to own up and admit where he went wrong in his past. That's his wife. He has to respect her and tell her the truth.
No, he has to look after his wife. He has to look after his wife.
Come here, what are you talking about?
before he goes off hunting into gay bars looking for men, he must look after his wife and his children. The man is confused. That man is just confused. He's getting his mind warped.
Hold on a second.
He's getting his mind warped by his gay friends. They're warping his mind. They're warping his mind.
Yeah. Listen, you're entitled to your opinion, okay? But I'm a mother and I have children. Right? If I did something wrong in my past, I would like respect my husband to say to me, before this gets out in the open and the whole Dublin or Ireland, whatever knows about this, I prefer you come out and tell me the truth. And I would.
The fella is just confused. The fella is getting warped by all this gay stuff in the media. There's no such thing as all that is nonsense, right? It's all nonsense. Yeah. That man is a married man with a wife and two children, and he's made a commitment in the eyes of God to get married to his wife and have children.
Let me ask you, Pat, if that means that he leads a miserable existence, in fact, his friend says it's cruel that he's being forced to live a lie like this.
Exactly.
But you're saying he should continue to live a lie like this.
Adrian, he should have thought about that before he got married, shouldn't he? He should have thought about that before he got married. He'd no business getting married if he thought he wanted to sleep with men. He shouldn't have done that.
Adrian, can I ask
a woman and he fathered two children, and those children need their father. And they had to be his top priority. Never mind.
Sorry, so what do you want to say?
Adrian, can I ask him something?
You can, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Come here, Pat. Have you got children?
I have two children, two beautiful children.
I also have children, right? If this gets out in the open, right, and he doesn't come out and tell his wife the truth, and the wife finds out otherwise, what if the wife divorced him? That means that his family is split up, his kids are destroyed.
In this day and age, divorce is not a big thing anymore to people. People don't care about divorce. Children are adaptable, they get over divorce. But they won't get over having a gay father. That'll destroy their lives.
Pat, listen to me for a second, right? The family is happy at the moment, right? Obviously, he's not gay at the moment, but it is in his past. The past has a habit of coming up and creeping up on people.
That man needs to get a blessing from his from the local parish priest, get a blessing, get religion back into his life and get over that nonsense and stop hanging around with gay people. That gay friend of his is warping his mind. I guarantee you, Adrian.
Okay, that's what you think. And in fact, it's interesting that the message actually came from his gay friend in the first place.
There you go. You know, it's become, since that bloody referendum, the worst thing that ever happened. You can probably guess which way I voted in the bloody referendum.
All right, well, yeah, I can. Stay there for one second if you can, please, Pat. We got a message from a guy called Jonathan. He sent it to us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. He talks about his mate. He's 35. He's married with two young boys of 8 and 10. And he says he's gay, and I'm the only one who knows. I'm gay myself. We go to gay bars on the sly, but he has never cheated on his wife, but it's killing him that he's living a lie, but he's afraid to come out and tell his family because of what it will do to them. I told him he has to stop living in the closet and tell them. It's cruel that he's being forced to live a lie like this, but he doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Now, Pat, as you can hear, is clearly saying, absolutely keep it to himself. He's not gay. It's just a phase he's going through. His wife and children have to be a priority. In other words, keep living the lie. Now, Jeremy is here with some of the reaction that's coming in.
Brian says, why did he get involved with a woman, get married, stay with her for a few years and then settle down with two children when he realised he was gay? What a selfish, selfish man, says Brian. Amanda says, I can't believe the selfishness of this man. Why in God's name would you get married if you knew you were gay? Alison says, he's forced to live a lie. He made his choice not only to live a lie, but also to drag a woman and two kids into it. So a lot of people are saying he's selfish. Kate says, why did he get married and have kids knowing he was gay? Cut that fella Pat off, says Tom. He's living in the dark ages. We don't need his religious Bible bashing on the show. He's not happy. He must tell his wife that he's gay. No one wants to live a life as a lie, says Sarah. And another text says, completely agree. Priority is his kids. Why ruin three lives just to satisfy his desires? Wait till his kids are older. I think it's more than a desire. A person if he's gay.
But he hasn't acted on it. According to his mate, he hasn't cheated on his wife.
That's a good thing. Why are people saying that's a negative?
No, but I'm saying he's capable of not cheating on his wife. The argument is, why can't he just continue that for another couple of years?
So you want him to live a lie as well?
No, I'm understanding what Pat is trying to say here, that he needs to put his wife and children first.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You're listening to the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. We're in the middle of a conversation about the message that we got from a guy called Jonathan. Jonathan says his best mate is gay. He's 35. He's married with two young boys who are 8 and 10, but he's actually gay. And we're debating whether or not he should tell his wife, despite the devastation that it may cause. Now, Jonathan himself is gay, and from time to time they go to gay bars together. But Jonathan feels he should come out, he should tell, because he is leading a miserable existence. And in fact, Pat, you wouldn't really care if he has to live a miserable existence.
Well, somebody said earlier on, Adrian, that, you know, the man made his bed, he had to lie in it. I do believe there's a lot of sense in that phrase. You know, the man has made his bed. He made you know, and he's married in the eyes of God now, and he made a sacred vow to his wife, and he's fathered two children. They must be his priority. And Ed, I tell you what, this country in general, just going back for a second, what I was mentioning a moment ago about referendums and the way this country has gone in recent months and years, this country has gone crazy. It's become a wicked nation, right? And in the past, Adrian, in biblical times, when certain nations or nationalities, you know, became too wicked, the man above stepped in and wiped them out. The Babylonians, the Egyptians, it all happened before, and it'll happen in this country as well. You mark my words. There'll be a catastrophe coming to this country.
What, Ireland is going to be hit by a catastrophe because we voted yes in the referendum?
Because we've become a nation of wicked people. We've now allowed wickedness to become the norm in this country. Wickedness, right? And it'll be, you mark my words.
Okay,
there'll be a catastrophe coming to this country in the months and years to come.
We're all entitled to our opinion, Pat. I think it's a ridiculous opinion.
You mark my words.
A ridiculous opinion to say that Ireland is going to be hit by some sort of a disaster because of our tolerance now of homosexuality.
No, I would call tolerance madness, Adrian. I call it madness. It's not tolerance, it's madness. This country has gone crazy with all this nonsense.
And what type of a disaster are you predicting?
Well, in previous times, you're talking about floods, you're talking about earthquakes, you name it, plagues, all kinds of things we use in biblical times. The man above, once someone step goes too far, once the straw's being broken, the camel's back, this is what happens. The man above steps in, and these people will be wiped out as a nation. The wicked will be wiped out, I guarantee you. So people need to get back to their moral ways, back to the church, get back to Mass.
Get back to the church, get back to Mass, and stop being wicked.
And that man needs to look after his wife and children. Never mind his bloody gay friends. He should get rid of his gay friends. That his friends are warping his mind. That man's just confused. He's confused. Nothing more.
Well, stay there for one second, because, Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
How's things, Adrian?
Well, Alan, Pat says that this guy should keep it to himself, lead a miserable existence if he has to, but not come out at all. What do you think?
I don't know. Like, he's living a lie, you know. In my opinion, he's a cheating scumbag.
But no, he hasn't done anything.
Now, come here, I tell you. He says he hasn't done anything. I guarantee that friend is only saying that. I'd say that friend is the one trying to get him out of that relationship so they can get together with each other.
Now, I have to say, when I read that message in the first place, and we got this a couple of days ago, when I read it in the first place, that was the exact thoughts I had, believe it or not. That this is, and this goes back to what Pat is saying, I got the feeling from reading this that this is this guy wanting him to leave his wife for him. And that maybe Pat's right. Maybe he isn't actually gay. Maybe he's just hearing these stories and it's his mate is trying to convince him that he is.
Well, in my opinion, no one has forced him to marry this woman. You know what I mean?
But he's obviously married a fair few years. He's two kids, 8 and 10.
And, like, I mean, everyone says you're born gay, so you'd know you're gay, you know, and unless he was trying to hide and think he could live a normal life with a woman.
He wouldn't be the first person to have done that.
Exactly.
He wouldn't be the first person to have gotten married just because it was the thing to do, even though they were gay. He wouldn't be the first. I mean, men have become priests because they couldn't cope with being gay, so they thought the way out of it is to become a priest. Now, you think that this man should come clean and tell his wife?
Yeah, he's going to ruin lives, but...
But isn't that the point? And in fact, Pat, that's your argument. Why should he destroy the lives of his wife and his children?
Well, the man made a commitment, Adrian, to his wife, and he fathered two children. You know, he shouldn't have done that. If he had any inkling that he was a gay person, he shouldn't have gone down that road and dragged a woman and two children into that madness. He shouldn't have done it. He should have stayed stayed as a gay person on his own without getting married with two children. He shouldn't have done that. And now, I'm afraid... You know, his priorities had to be his kids and his wife. And he needs to knock all those filthy thoughts out of his head. That's what he has to do. All those wicked thoughts. His friend,
I mean, Alan, is it not as simple as that? Dump his gay mate, not hang around with him anymore, and get those gay thoughts out of his head and devote himself to his wife.
Well, if he's gay, he's gay, you know what I mean? So there's no going to change that. If he's confused, then that's a different story altogether.
I think you're right there. That is right, Adrian. He's saying the friend, it looks like the friend wants to get that fella all to himself. There's something behind all this. There's something behind that email. You know, the friend has an agenda, I think. The friend has an agenda. He probably wants to get his hands on this fella, take him to gay bars and warping his mind, you know? He should be ashamed of himself, that fella.
Now, I have
cheating.
Cheating in what way?
Going to gay bars and all. You don't go into a gay bar and come out without doing something if you're gay, you know what I mean?
That's right. Unless you've an interest, you wouldn't be going to these bloody gay bars. That's right.
So I reckon he has cheated.
And that fella's friend, that man's friend is warping his mind, Adrian, warping his mind with all this dirt.
So he should get rid of his friend. Now, I know that guy who sent us the message in the first place, Jonathan, he's a regular listener to the programme, so I'm assuming we did tell him we were talking about it today. You're saying you're the one at fault here. Lay off your friend and let him just live his life.
That's what I'm saying, exactly, yeah. Get that man should go back to Mass, get some religion into his life, get some God into his life, and get rid of all that dirty thoughts about sodomites and all the rest of it. Get that stuff out of his mind, and lead a clean, moral life with his wife and children.
Well, stay there for a second. Dermot, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dermot?
How are you getting on, Adrian?
Under no circumstances should this man tell his wife and children that he thinks he's gay. He should stop going to gay bars and lead a normal life with his wife and children. At least that's what Pat is saying.
Pat, the man isn't married. I hate to burst your bubble, but if he got married under a pretense that he was gay, he doesn't have a contract under God.
Yes, he does. He does. He has a moral obligation to his wife and kids.
That man has no contract. Under God, he got married. If he was a gay man and got married in the church, it was a lie. And that woman is not married to him. That's an annulment.
He has a moral obligation to his wife and his children.
Hang on, Dermot. Let's just deal with that for one second. That he has a moral obligation to his wife and his children. Does he not?
Let me tell you. He can look after his wife and his kids financially, right? But when it comes to, he's talking about moral obligation here now. All of a sudden he's changed.
He has fathered two children, and he now has an obligation to those children. He has a moral obligation to his kids to raise them in the right way.
Hold on a second there.
You can't have your cake and eat it. You're wrong.
And I'll tell you why.
He's fathered two children.
Hang on, I can't hear both of you. Dermot, by telling his wife, now, for all we know, this woman...
He hasn't got a wife.
Well, he does actually have a wife.
Let me tell you, as regards to the church, as far as the church is concerned, the Catholic Church, he doesn't have a wife.
He may get an annulment, whatever.
No, he may not. He will, because his wife can turn around and say, "Wait, he's gay."
Yeah, you're talking nonsense.
Okay, but hang on. In the eyes of the state, he is married, okay? And he wouldn't be... getting an easy way out of it just because he suddenly finds out he's gay.
Come here, let me tell you something for nothing. He can still look after his kids. There's no problem there. He can look after them.
Okay, but let's deal with the logic of this. To tell his wife and his children that he's gay is really going to mess up their world. Would you agree with that?
I will agree with Pat one thing, right? Kids are very resilient. They'll bounce back. And his wife is young enough to move on. He can always be part of their life. He doesn't have any moral obligation to live a lie and stay there for the rest of his life. You know, that's just not how things work. You know what I mean? He's going on about, you know, people being happy and stuff like that. You know, well, then that's what you have to do. He's not going to destroy anybody's life. He's not going to destroy
You're talking total nonsense. The man
No, I'm talking nonsense, Pat.
The man has a priority to look after his children morally and
financially. He can do that financially.
How can he do it as a sodomite? He can't teach his kids morals living that kind of lifestyle.
Of course he can.
Hold on a second, who are you to say that? I ain't telling you, you're talking through your backside.
About what Pat is saying, Dermot. He firmly believes that this man made a commitment to his wife and subsequently to his children by having those children. And he should remember that commitment, whether he's happy with the decision that he has made or not. He should stick by that commitment and not destroy their lives.
We'll go back to what you just said there, Adrian. How many people in this country have tried to push their gay thoughts aside, have got married, and like you said, joined the priesthood, and we see where that went. Because he'd no other option, because he couldn't come out.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
How are we doing?
Now, Jay, do you believe that this man should come clean and tell his wife that he is secretly gay?
Yeah, well, number one, I think, take it away from religion, right? Religion's nothing got to do with this. We don't even know if he got married in the church, right?
No, we don't, no.
Right? So let's just take religion out of this. Religion has nothing got to do with this. As for his friend, if his friend is a real good friend, he should take a step back and let this man sort it out for himself. Sit down with his wife, talk to his wife, and tell her exactly what's been going on. I think, take religion out of it. Don't mind that man with the fucking locusts coming and plagues and floods and all. That's not going to happen to him. That's only all a big stoof. But now he should really sit down, I think, and talk to his wife and explain. Even if he had a father or a brother or somebody that he can rely on to go with him, his mate should take a step back, though, and just let him sort this out. I do think it's selfish on his friend. I do think he might be trying to do it just because he fancies him and wants to get with him.
And like I said, that was my initial impression when I read the email first.
If he's gay, he's gay. He wouldn't be the first bloke that done it. I know a man that done that and came out, and he is happier. His kids are happier, but at the time, it was terrible to see the family go through it. But I think the family as a family should be go off on their own and sort this out. The wife, the husband, somebody that they both trust, or a counsellor, and let them sort it out. It could be just the thing that he's going through. Your man says he's never done anything, he's never slept with anybody or done anything like that. Maybe he's not gay, maybe he's just confused.
But maybe Pat is right. Maybe Pat is right in saying that, you know, it's interesting that it's a gay mate of his who sent us the message in the first place. Yeah. And maybe this guy thinks he's gay because of the stories that he hears from his gay mate.
Yeah, but take it away from religion. Pat's all wrapped up in the religion. There's nothing got to do with religion. You know, if it's nothing got to do with religion.
Okay, Pat, take God out of this conversation. Do you still feel the same way?
No, listen, Adrian, I go back to my first point. That friend, that fella has an agenda. It's quite clear from his email that man has an agenda. He's trying to force the issue to make that man come out of his thing.
Yeah, we all agree with that, Pat.
The man is simply confused.
Yes, I agree with you. Yes, we all agree with you, but why bring it all back to God? He's probably not a God-fearing man, but he's probably not a religious man. What if he's not a religious man? What if he's atheist?
We become a wicked nation.
Ah, will you give it a rest? Look what the church done to this country. Jesus, the church interfered with kids and everybody.
You'll never get any sense out of these people. Get back to basics and get back to mass and leave a clean, moral life.
Look what mass done to people. I never let any of my kids go inside that building of iniquity, if that's what you want to call it. The church has absolutely destroyed this country, and the quicker we get rid of it, the better for everybody in this country. The church has made this.
I'm going to cut across you there because I have to go to a quick break. Jeremy is here with the reaction that's coming in very quickly, please.
Philip, can you please ask Pat when we are going to be hit by the disaster? I want to hand in my notice into work a week beforehand. Pat, have you any frame, any dates where you think...
We're all looking for a time frame here
when natural disaster is going to...
I won't have you make a mockery of my beliefs on the airwaves.
I just want to know when I can hand in my notice so I don't...
The only person that has an exact date is the man above. I don't have that information. Don't be ridiculous.
Who, our boss on the top floor?
It's coming, though, in the coming months and years. It'll come.
Well, according to Aidan, he says if Pat thinks we're going to be struck by locusts, he's living in in a dream world, locusts couldn't survive in Irish weather. They actually couldn't.
The wicked will be wiped out. That's the way it is.
All right, Pat, we'll be back
you're first to go.
Come on, quickly.
Miriam says, I feel sorry for that man, Pat. He is completely brainwashed by the church. It's very, very sad. I think Pat's making a lot of sense, as Brian. He's living his life by the Bible. All he wants is for those children and that wife to be happy. Getting Ned Flanders off the phone. What an absolute fool that man is. He should come clean, says Patrick. He's living a lie and it's not fair on his wife. And where's this one? This is an interesting one. Anne-Marie wants to know, I don't have the answer, Anne-Marie, but she wants to know, is he still having a sexual relationship with his wife?
I don't know, and his mate doesn't tell us.
But how could he if he's gay? I mean, I couldn't
have...
He fathered two children. Yeah, but I couldn't have a sexual relationship with you.
Thank God, yeah.
No, but I couldn't. So how can you?
I can't answer that because his mate hasn't said in the message.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
We're in the middle of a conversation all to do with whether or not a married man with two children should come clean to his wife and tell her that he is gay. The reason we're talking about it is because of a message from a guy called Jonathan who talks about his mate. And his mate is 35. He's married with two young boys who are 8 and 10, but he's gay. And Jonathan says, I'm the only one who knows. I'm gay myself. We go to gay bars on the sly, but he's never cheated on his wife, but it's killing him that he's living a lie, but he's afraid to come out and tell his family because of what it will do to them. I told him he has to stop living in the closet and tell them. It's cruel that he's been forced to live a lie like this, but he doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Pat, if the man is gay, he would be continuing to live a lie.
But Adrian, I would question that the man is gay, because the man was able to father two children, so obviously he can perform as a man with a woman. So I don't think the man is gay at all. What's happening here is you have his gay friend warping his mind, is what's happening here. That email is quite clear. He's warping his friend's mind because this man has designs on this fella himself. He wants the man to get out of the marriage so he can have him. It's quite clear. That email is quite clear.
And Eddie, you actually agree with that point of view, that this man perhaps isn't gay at all?
I have a few gay friends. I go into a couple of times with them in their gay pub. I'm a straight person. Having a gay friend and going to the gay pub doesn't make a person gay. I have got my two kids. My wife is here, and I'm happily living.
Okay, but Eddie, he's obviously confided in his friend. He says in the message, "I'm the only one who knows that he's gay." He's clearly confided in his friend and told him that.
No, the hype created by the media. That's creating the confusion in the normal person. Mind of the normal person, whether he is a normal person, he's a perfect person. And if he's a gay, he cannot have the two babies, baby.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, just like what Pat was saying, this man should suppress his feelings, should keep them all to himself, and not tell his wife because you think what perhaps he's not gay at all.
In my opinion, what he should do, he should sit down with a cool mind, have a glass of water, sit alone and think. Is he a gay? Then finally he may realise he is not.
Okay, he may realise if he thinks then because the cold hard light of day that he may not be gay at all.
Yeah, the point which I want to make here, please let me complete this. Huh? The hype created about this gay issue by the media is going too much and it is confusing the normal person life as well. And if a person is gay, he knew by birth I'm gay.
Okay, all right. No. I take the point you're making. Let me just squeeze in one last call on this, and that's from you, Shade. How are you?
Yeah, all right.
Grand, thank you. Shade, should this man come clean and tell his wife?
If he believes he's gay, and if he is gay, then he can tell his wife. But don't tell the kids. You can wait till the kids are older. But don't tell the wife if he wants to.
Okay, but sure. If he tells the wife, she'll react in one of two ways. She'll say, "Okay, that's fine. Let's live a lie together," or she'll throw him out the door, and the kids will want to know why.
Yeah, well, that's what he has to face. But then again, maybe she already knows.
You see, there's a part of me that thinks that if he were to come clean, she'd say, "Well, I kind of suspected all along."
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. It's not. You're talking about like he was the first man in this country or any country to ever have this dilemma. There's probably hundreds of them, thousands, maybe, of men who have that dilemma.
Yes, I agree with you.
And women, and let's face it, women as well. There could be lesbians there too who are married. and they just and are gay. How do you know? They you know, I mean, there are plenty of women out there too, I'm sure, are married to men, but they want to be with a woman. So it's not the most, you know, weirdest.
No, it's not.
Thing
by no stretch, by no stretch of the imagination, is it?
And let's face it, we all know, we've all probably known people who are gay, who when they came out about being gay, we sort of said, yeah, we kind of knew that, because everybody, you know what I mean. You do.
Okay,
get
so should he tell his wife?
I would think so. Yeah, if he believes it. Now, well, maybe he. I don't. It's a strange.
It is strange because of where the message came from in the first place, from his gay mate. And I do find that a bit strange myself, to be quite honest.
It didn't come from him. Now, if he's also going to gay bars and he's doing this, if he hasn't cheated yet, then there's something not right there, right? I mean, surely if he's got urges that strong, then at some stage he's going to have sex. He's going to have had sex with a man if he's that way inclined. You're going to, because how do you fight it?
Sorry, Eddie, you're trying to get in there. Go on.
Look, I've gone to the gay bar a number of times here. These guys are very nice person by heart. If they are gay, they are gay, but they are nice person. Just let them live their life where they are living. Why are you creating the hype? Just don't stop talking about it. The guy who is gay, and he will go there. If you are creating the hype, the normal person is getting confused and in his back of his mind started thinking that am I a gay? It's for nothing, mate.
And he may not be at all. Look, I'm completely out of time. Thanks very much indeed for your call, and thank you all of you for your calls. Very busy conversation. Mind you, is the advice for him to come out and tell the wife, or keep it to himself for another couple of years? I'm not really sure. It's a very mixed bag of opinions on that one. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. And have you joined us yet on our WhatsApp channel? If you haven't, you should, because we notify you every day when new podcast episodes drop, when we're live on our Facebook page recording the podcast. So if you'd like to be added to our WhatsApp channel, just send us a WhatsApp with the words add me. You'll get a bounce back reply with a link to our WhatsApp channel. And you just follow the link, go to the WhatsApp channel and subscribe. And as I said, we don't spam you. We just send one or two messages every day to notify you when podcast episodes have dropped and so on. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.